You're listening to Studio Plus. Now we have our distinguished, respectable guest here. How am I going to introduce you? Okay, here is Mr. Robert Parkinson.
Good afternoon.
Could you introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm the leader.
CEO.
I'm the owner of an HR consultancy company in Beijing, covering the whole of China. And I've lived in China for about 10 years. So hopefully I'm going to share a few nuggets of insight with you now.
Yes, indeed. Two weeks ago, we had the first edition of our newly introduced segment called Career Builder.
That's right.
And today we have another one. So most people might think that sending a job application email to companies' mailboxes is a relatively straightforward, easy task. However, there are quite a number of success strategies to set you ahead of the completion. Here in our studio is, let me formally introduce you, Robert Parkinson, founder and CEO of RMG Selection, a leading Asia-focused executive search business. He's going to tell us the do's and don'ts in job-seeking emails. So if you have any questions in this regard or in job-seeking in general, please don't hesitate to ask. We will answer your questions during the show. Now, you can send us your questions through our Weibo, 英语环球广播, or through WeChat, 英语环球, or News Plus. Or you can send your questions through email. That's newsplus@cri.com.cn. Now, let's launch the first question. I give it to Sam.
Oh, thank you, Manling. So, Robert, the first thing I wanted to ask you is, why is it important for job seekers to make their job-seeking emails good? And what do we mean by good?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's great to be with you again, Sam and Manling. I think if our listeners tuned into the show 2 weeks ago, we hopefully gave them some insight on how to write a good CV in the first place. And if you've got a good CV, but you've got a poor application letter or email, it's a bit like buying a brand new Mercedes, but putting poor quality petrol in it. In other words, it's not going to get you very far.
The packaging is terrible.
Exactly. So you've got to package it well. And put simply, you know, a good application gets you to the front of the queue. And this is particularly important in China, where, frankly, many applications that I see are not very good quality, particularly when written in the English language.
So what is a good one? You know, like, hey, Robert, I want a job from your company. Is that a good one?
Yeah, I think we
you
have...
Think, yeah, it's a good
I
one.
I think we... not necessarily. I think we need to cut our cloth according to who we're talking to. So perhaps if we're addressing a Chinese person... we need to be a bit more formal and talk to a dear Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so. If we're addressing a Western person, we can be a bit less formal, perhaps a bit more informal. I think we need to then be quite specific and address the job that we're applying for. So, you know, if there is a if we have certain qualifications or unique selling points that make us good, for example, if we're a journalist and we've won the Golden Microphone Award, then that would be a good thing to put on your CV because it's very relevant to the audience that you're applying for.
Okay, don't talk about the Golden Microphone.
Manning's blushing.
No, I'm not blushing, but let's just take my example.
Sure.
Just and I was thinking, you know, if I'm asking or applying for a marketing position, okay, so I'm writing an application letter, you know, through email to the company. Where should I start with?
Yeah.
Start by introducing who I am or directly go to, you know, what sort of job I am applying?
I think we need to keep a couple of things in mind. Firstly, we need to be as brief as possible because people spend very short periods of time reading these emails.
People nowadays, no patience.
Right. And badly written applications are sometimes not even read at all. Even well-written applications are not read by relatively senior people. So we need to think brevity. We need to make it as easy as possible for the reader to understand. So using tools like bullet points, highlighting certain relevant information.
Take a marketing job as an example.
Sure.
So, should come first?
If I am a chemical engineer, master's, and I have a Shanghai Hukou and I have 10 years experience, I might even put all of this information in the subject so I don't even have to open the email to grab someone's attention. It's already there in the subject point. Many emails applications I see simply say application, you know, which is wasting bits and bytes as far as I can see. So make good use of the subject space. Most computer screens
mean,
are pretty
you
wide.
Mean,
the
you
email
mean,
subject, the title.
I know. You mean I'm a Shanghai Hukou person, 3-year work experience. Everything should appear in the subject of space?
Get as much as possible in there.
Really?
Because, sure.
So can you give us
an
ideal title for an email application for a marketing
position?
Yeah,
for example, using the elements you just gave me.
Well, so what is interesting here is we have to remember that only something like 57% of jobs which are filled through advertising. A lot of jobs are filled through speculative applications or an open application where someone is sending a generic email to maybe 200 different companies or 100 different companies or so.
It's so, like a fishing in a big ocean.
That's right, exactly. So I would.
So take the case we were talking about as an example.
Yeah.
How do you come up with a good?
You get as much relevant information
title
into the space as you possibly can do, and so you would write a first draft. Then you would cut out anything which is not relevant.
Just give me the sentence.
Just the subject title.
Marketing,
just give us an example.
10 years experience, marketing professional with PhD in chemical engineering, Shanghai based, willing to relocate, trilingual.
Wow, that's a long
title. It's a long line, but it seems to me that it all contain everything.
That's right.
Already
it will get you through the first hoop.
But you don't have to tell them that I'm applying for the marketing position, no.
Well, I would suggest that's information that could come later, or that's information that you could put in very briefly in the start of the subject.
Okay, wow. So for this marketing job, we've got our excessively long title, and the person's clicked on it, they've opened the email.
No, they don't even need to open the email now with
exactly
this subject there. Yeah, that's the purpose,
so
actually, Robert.
So we're saying that we just wouldn't need to write an actual email then?
No, you need. Of course you need, if you're interested. So if I'm the applicant and Robert is looking at my letter and the first subject, we call it, is the bait.
Exactly.
Fishing in a big ocean because it serves as catching the attention.
Exactly.
Of the person who are reading.
First we put on the bait.
And then, Sam, I'm telling you, you know, you need to write a really good letter, you know, because Robert now is interested.
Exactly.
Right? And
that's
you
right
wanted to open the letter.
And then
now
we give a little bit more information in the email. And then, of course, the full information is in the CV. So it's a 3-stage process, essentially.
Wow, indeed. And we actually talked about top 3 things to include in a job-seeking email. Actually, we will be back very soon after this break. Stay tuned.
Studio Plus, a feast of news, culture, and views.
All right, let's go.
Tune in to meet some fascinating people. Share their stories.
China is one of the great creative countries.
Old Beijing style.
Exclusively Chinese musicals.
Studio Plus. Something fresh.
Then add in your mushrooms.
Something fun. Something more. Studio Plus.
Studio Plus.
All right, you are listening to Studio Plus. That's us, and we are in the midst of a conversation with Robert Parkinson, founder and CEO of RMG Selection, a leading Asia-focused executive search business. And we are talking about do's and don'ts in job-seeking emails. Very interesting, Robert, to try to contain as much information as possible in your subject. Just
that's
one
right
line.
Mm. That's right. And then to give you another example, once we've dealt with the subject and we've got someone to open our email, then let's say we're applying to a specific company. Putting relevant information in there, in the email message, is going to get our reader believing that we're a sincere applicant. So to give you an example, the Time magazine published, I've got a thing in front of me here, Google as apparently being the number one most desired company to work for in the world.
Okay, let's apply Google job. a Google job.
Right, exactly. So if you've put that information in there so that the recipient knows that you are applying to Google, it's specific to them, that's going to stand you in great stead. That's going to show that you're specifically interested and it's not a generic mailer.
Shall I write this way, dear sir or madam, or to whom it concerns or whatever, and then I am who and who applying for a Google marketing job?
I would say do it as short as possible, as quickly as possible.
Show me your example.
Yeah, to dear, preferably to a name of a person, because it'll get more information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm applying for this job. The reason I think I'm qualified for this job is, and then 3 to 4 bullet points. 1, 2, 3. I have this programming skill set. I have this amount of experience. Use numbers, use quantities, use specifics. Give them as much information in bite-sized chunks as possible. And be polite and respectful too. You know, if you're asking for something, do it nicely.
It sounds simple, but you never think of it like that when you're applying for
jobs.
You always overthink things and try and put too much information
Sam
in there.
Sam should learn when you...
I'm listening, I'm learning.
When in the future you're going to, you know, seek...
When I'm going to leave you, mean Manly.
How dare you?
Okay, so Robert, we've had loads of questions from our bloggers online and they are fascinated by what you've had to say today. We've had one blogger called Totally Lost who says, can you give us one example of a job application email that gave you the deepest impression?
That's an interesting question. Let me give you an example of a don't, if you like.
Okay.
I had an email from someone last week who was called Peanut Jung. That was their choice of name.
That's no good.
Which is just bizarre. So if you're applying to a serious company and you're going to choose a Western... Personally, I like Chinese names, but if you're going to choose a Western name, choose a conventional name. And the email address that they were applying from was partyhard@163.com. That's an example that made a great impression on me of how not to do it, and a simple mistake that you can change the way you do things.
Then my question is that some people are born to be cynical and sarcastic, but at this moment, or for the time being, you have to cover up or you have to hide this talent of yours. But how do you avoid being... writing a boring letter because you want to be, you know, interesting.
Yeah, I think the key is being concise.
Are you telling me that business headhunters are all very boring? You don't need to be fun. You know, just write them.
You need to be specific, and you need to realize that someone vetting applications and CVs might spend 15 seconds reading your application email.
That's so
we need
point.
To get rid of as much extraneous information as possible.
Drop all the decorations.
Exactly.
Come to the core, a center.
We're basically saying that we've got 15 seconds worth of writing in which you need to convince this person that you're worth meeting with them for an interview.
According to our question list, we have touched upon, you know, what are the top three things to include in a job-seeking email very quickly.
I would say that the experience that's relevant to the position you're writing to, any specific achievements that make you stand out from the crowd. And as a general point, but an important point, particularly in China, make sure it looks attractive. You know, a picture tells 1,000 words.
Oh.
And I've seen many emails which are badly formatted,
boring,
look uninteresting, and don't really make you want to read further.
So look interesting or try to appear interesting in wording is worse than just sending a picture. Picture is more vivid, right?
In a sense, but I suppose what I mean by a picture tells 1,000 words is the presentation is important.
Oh.
And if you can present your email logically and elegantly, that speaks to your personality, someone who can write
that's
well.
That's the second thing. And what's the third?
The third thing would be make sure that we get our... salutations and endings correctly.
Oh.
I've had emails from people before saying cheers, and you know, I'm not meeting someone in the pub, it's a formal situation, so you end in English, yours faithfully, if you're
best
writing
regards.
To a non-specific person, or yours sincerely, if you're writing to a specific person.
Instead of cheers, yours faithfully, and yours, that's even best, sincerely yours, or whatever.
Exactly.
Okay, we have a question from our listener, bloggers, who are listening to us. The blogger's name is called Shirley and Rain, and the question is, Robert, when do you need a cover letter?
I think you don't need an email and a cover letter. I think if you must put a cover letter in, for certain positions, for example, if you're applying to a law firm, which is a more formal situation, you might like to include a cover letter, but make it easy for the person reading it. Don't give them too many attachments. Put the cover letter in the email. But I think you don't need an introductory email and a cover letter. I think that's overkill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it can be complicated, I mean, the subject, and it should also be very needy.
Exactly.
Neat
and concise.
Tidy and neat.
That's right.
I combined two words. I'm very creative. That's another blog blogger called Heather, H-E-A-T-H-E-R.
That's a good name.
I have this question. Can I attach a PowerPoint slide application in my job application email?
You could, but it's PowerPoint is much more difficult to read than, say, Word or PDF. And sometimes if you're applying to a more senior executive, we've got to remember that emails will be read on the move on a BlackBerry or an iPhone or a portable device, and PowerPoint would be less easy to read. We've got to think, let's make it easy all the time for the person we're trying to reach out to understand what our message is.
And the last question.
I was going to say the last question, Robert. Do you think job-seeking emails in the local language of the country you're in is important?
Well, I think if you are in China and you're a non-Chinese person and you can speak Chinese well and you're confident that you can write the email well, it's going to come across to your advantage, certainly. But I think we need to keep in mind that not every Chinese person with a Chinese name, for example, can speak Chinese. I'm thinking second or third generation Canadian Chinese, American Chinese, for example. And often Chinese people writing well in English demonstrate an inherently valuable quality.
Okay. Of course, I think you should, huh? That's the question. Yes.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank
you. My pleasure.
And just now we had a conversation with Robert Parkinson, founder and CEO of RMG Selection, a leading Asia-focused executive search business. And we talked about do's and don'ts in job-seeking emails.